ABC Radio Australia.
There's election fever in Samoa, with less than a month to go to the national elections. While Apia is buzzing with excitement behind the scenes, officials are racing against time getting preparations into place. As Adele Fruin in Samoa reports, cases of voter fraud are complicating an already difficult task for the Electoral Commission.
I'm here in Apia at one of the voter registration booths, where crowds have gathered in a last-minute push to register and secure their chance to vote. I spoke to a couple of those wanting to register.
The whole situation is deeply frustrating. I get that there's a constitutional timeline fellow, but trying to pull off an election this quickly has put a real strain on everyone involved. People are lining up late into the night. Elders are struggling with new biometric requirement, and tensions are flaring at registration sites. It's more than a hassle. It's affecting people's ability to participate. And the sudden rise in voter fraud investigations, that is not just a technical hiccup. That is a sign that the system might need more time and care to get things right.
I acknowledge the work that the Office of the Electoral Commission is doing, but I do agree that the time is not enough for a lot of our people to register. No one wants to pay a 2,000 fine for not registering.
I think the process is rushed for a lot of the voters, you know. But I think they had plenty of time to register. They literally had the Electoral Commission officers go around the island just to get people to re-register. But you know, our people, we love last-minute things.
Samoa's parliament was dissolved last month after MPs rejected the government's budget, prompting an early election scheduled for August 29th. As of Friday night, 79% of eligible voters have registered. Samoa's Electoral Commissioner Tuyafilolo John Stanley is urging eligible voters to come forward.
We started this re-registration process on April 8th, 2024, and the team went around the villages, including Savai, twice. But not many people showed any interest in registering, but it took a dissolving parliament for us to have this mad rush we're seeing. From the time parliament dissolved on 27th of May, it started from there that voter registrations were never below 500 per day.
Since the last election, just over 117,000 Samoans have turned 21, and they're the Electoral Commission's target. So far, 25,000 of them have yet to register before Friday's deadline, but the Electoral Commissioner is confident of getting them registered in time.
Yeah, that would be good.
The question about my confidence, well, I'm confident we can reach 100% in voter registration. That will be good for the country, especially giving the opportunity for our people to carry out their right to vote. The law also states you have to vote because the fine for not voting is 100 tala.
The Electoral Commissioner may be confident, but there's been plenty of challenges, including four cases of voter impersonation with two people charged by police and two more under investigation.
Our office has encountered several challenges, including four reported cases, two of which have been referred to the police for prosecution. But the other two are under investigation. All four cases are voter impersonation. In each case, individuals attempted to register using someone else's documents, but our system detected that the rightful person had already registered.
Commissioner Tuyafilolo says there's even been an attempt to register using passports and birth documents that belong to other people. He says they've also referred the cases to immigration to be prosecuted under law. Other issues detected was one email being used for over 100 people registering online, says the Electoral Commissioner.
For online registrations, that pertains to you alone, just you and your immediate family. Not everyone has an email address. Maybe only parents have emails, or just one person, and you can help them to use your email. However, don't share your email address with your whole village or constituency.
The Electoral Commission also uncovered concerning cases where members of the public admitted that candidates running in the upcoming election gave them proof of residence letters, despite not knowing the individuals who wrote the letters.
And that is ABC's Adele Fruin in Samoa reporting there.